our Prince of Peace, drawing us near, Jesus our hope, living for all who will receive. Lord, we believe.
Jesus, hope of the nations, Jesus, comfort for all who mourn. You are the source of heaven's hope on earth. Jesus, light in the darkness. Jesus, truth in each circumstance. You are the source of heaven's light on earth. In history, you lived and died. You broke the chains. You rose to life. You are the rock in whom we trust. You are the light shining for all the world to see. You rose from the dead, conquering fear. Our Prince of Peace, drawing us near. Jesus, our hope, living for all who will receive.
Of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't.
shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Oh, oh, oh. We shout out your praise. Every song we could ever sing, worthy of every praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever bring, we live for you, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love.
Turn and greet each other this morning. And the kids are dismissed.
I always forget the kids.
As we go into our prayer time today, we're going to be using the book of James, chapter 1. Let's pray. In adoration in James 1, 17 to 18, it says, "Whatever is good and perfect is the gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word. And we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. We come before our great and awesome God as his chosen ones. Let us return his affection and worship him now for his perfection and unchanging glory evidenced in all he has created. Come, let us adore him." Confession, James 4, 7, 8, 10. It says, "So humble yourselves before God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. Humble yourself before the Lord and he'll lift you up in honor. What has drawn you away from God this week? What is it that you need to run from? Confess these sins to God, run to him, and let him lift you up forgiven." Thanksgiving, James contrasts the evil one's influence on our worldly wisdom with that of God's heavenly wisdom in James 3, 17, 18. "But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It's also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and the fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness." Let us thank God for the wisdom, purity, peacefulness, and gentleness through which he rules and holds all things together. Thank him for the instances in which you've seen his perfect way working in you and those around you. Thank you, Jesus, for our daily bread. Supplication. James encourages us in chapter 5, verse 13, 14, and 16. "Are any of you suffering hardship? You should pray. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. The earnest prayer of the righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Let us pray with the confidence that God hears us and wants to answer us when we call to him in prayer. Let's bring our requests before him now." We pray for Corrine and Kevin, for Dave and Pat, for Will and Martha, for Lou and Harold, Roman and Lori, for Drew, for Monique and Wilford, for Shrek and Jermaine and their family, for Diane, Cynthia and Jill, Lisa and Chris, for Corrine and Isaac, Rita's family, for Cam and Shannon, and then some of the places around the world, Sierra Leone, Singapore, Slovenia, Ukraine, Iran, Sudan, Israel, and Gaza. We pray for peace in these places. Then Canada, United States, God, we pray for healing in our land. And then all the unspoken requests, the things that are too great for us to bear, that are greater than we can carry, we give these to you, our good and great God. Come and meet us like only you can. As a community of Jesus followers that's growing together in faith, hope, and love, let us pray together as Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to have this morning scripture reading.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Mark chapter 4, verses 21 to 25. Then Jesus asked them, would anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket or a bed? Of course not. A lamp is placed on a stand where its light will shine. For everything that is hidden will eventually be brought into the open, and every secret will be brought into light. Anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Then he added, pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you'll be given, and you'll receive even more. To those who listen to my teachings, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them.
Goodness of God.